Blog Talk Radio.
All right. Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord. Good morning. Good morning, y'all. Happy Thursday to everyone, to all of you all that are tuned in around the world. We want to say God bless you on this morning. Whatever time it is your way, we just want to say God bless you all. We have a very great program on this morning. That we're going to start off with. I never said anything at the yesterday. I didn't say anything to anyone because it wouldn't be a surprise, would it? But on this program today is very an awesome show that we're going to hear on today. It's going to be kind of lengthy a little bit because we have all the music, and also we have a very special guest that you are about to hear in a few minutes. Right now, I want to give a shout out to all of you that are here in the cities and states. We want to say God bless you on today. Also, we want to give a shout out. Not only are we, you're tuned in right now, I meant to say, to the Angels of Melody International Radio Station with your girl, Miss Angel, on deck here in the USA. And not only are we live here on the Angels of Melody radio station, but we're also live on MZ Radio London, yes, with Mr. Saji Harmony and O'Fields. Our awesome brothers, love you very much. Also, Salt FM UK with DJ Jide and DJ Shaggy Tosh. Love y'all very much. Also, giving a shout out to our brother Victor of Gospel Groove Network, there in Nigeria. Also giving shouts out to Sipping Tea with Nene, and also Behind the Brokenness radio station and Throne Connection, giving shouts out to Carissa B. and Thomas B. Love y'all very much. And to all of our family that is in all of Africa, to those of you that are in Italy, in Hong Kong, to all of you that are in Toronto, Canada, we're giving a shout out to those in Brazil as well. Also to those of you that are in Denmark, Dubai, we want to say God bless you as well. And we just thank the Lord for his many, many blessings, his many blessings. So in saying that, we just want to say, we just thank y'all that y'all are tuned in on today. I don't think I'm missing any countries right now. I don't think so. I did say all of Africa, also to South Africa as well. We just want to say God bless you all that are listening in from around the globe. Today we have a special guest this morning that you all are going to hear. He's not a stranger, not at all. We thank God for everything that he is doing in the midst. We thank the Lord for doing things that he does for us. And we just give God glory. We give him all the honor and we give him all the praise. And so we have a very special guest right now that's on the air with us. That is on the air with us right now. We thank God for gospel recording artist. He's known as not only a singer, but a songwriter, an actor, and also he is the pastor of the Hill City Church, located in Los Angeles in California. Also, he is known for his gospel music and contemporary music that he does often. We thank God for his lovely family, his children, his wife, Dominique, also to his parents, Bishop Clarence Hatton and Dr. Joyce Hatton. We want to give shout outs on today. So we're waiting on him to call in right now because he has a great song that we're going to be premiering here on this station today. We thank God for this great song, I Can't Breathe. And it's an awesome song. And also an awesome video that you can check out on the YouTube as well. So until we get him on the line, actually on the line, we're going to go to another song of his called He's a Keeper. And we'll be back.
Are the worshipers in the house? If the worshipers still here, lift your voice and shout it. So many people worrying about their lives. People are walking in fear, talking about since Trump is in office, we don't know what we're going to do. But how many know that your life is not governed by who's in office on earth? Oh, I wish I had a church in here tonight. How many know you're covered by the blood of Jesus? If you believe it, lift your hands if you will. Sing this with me. He's a keeper. Thank you. Hallelujah, y'all. Y'all
know that. I won't feel no evil.
All right, y'all. Thank God we have the guest is in the house. Yes, we thank the Lord. We was playing the great song, He's a Keeper. Y'all already heard the open door season. And so right now we have our very own brother fam, Dietrich Hatton. We're going to click him on right now. God bless
you. Can
you
hear me?
Yes,
blessings
very well.
And favor to you and all of your listeners all over the world. It's good to be with you. And thank you for playing one of my favorite songs, He's a Keeper of My Soul.
Yes. Yeah, right before that, we played the open door season. And I said, well, you know what? We're going to play some till he call in. And so He's the Keeper. That's like one of my favorites. I love that song.
Well, if you played Open Door Season, that's a good one, too, because it's been number one on the gospel charts for the last 3 weeks. The number one gospel song in the country, that song, Open Door Season, is.
Mm-hmm. Wow, that's awesome. That is awesome. Well, we're glad to have you on the station, Dietrich. So I'm going to go ahead and let you reintroduce yourself. And you can just go as you want as far as talking about how you've been affected and what's been going on since the pandemic, and then from all of this corona and all of that, and then now we have these murders that have been going on by the police officers. Talk a little bit about that.
Well, you know, I'm born and raised in the city of Detroit. My mother and prophetess, I'm the son of a preacher and a prophetess, Bishop Clarence B. Hatton and Prophetess Joyce Hatton. My parents, they have longstanding pastors in the city of Detroit, respected and honored in the city of Detroit and all over, Prophetess Joyce Hatton and Bishop Hatton. And I grew up there in Detroit. I preached my first sermon when I was 10 years old, directed the choir, became the minister of music of my church when I was 13 years old. I developed my skills as an artist within the church. That's why I always tell everybody it's a good thing to be in church. Don't let anybody detour you from the house of God, because if you have a gift, it can be stirred and developed right there in the house of God. So my gift to be able to entertain, to be able to sing, to be able to pick the right songs, and all those things were developed within the church. So it's a beautiful thing. Went from Detroit, had the opportunity. Now I reside. That's a long story. I'm not going to do my whole story, but I reside in Los Angeles, California now. I've been here for about, I would say, almost nine to 10 years. I've been married to my wife. This year will be going. It will be our 7th year anniversary. Dominique Hatton, I love her so much. We have 3 kids within those 10 years. We have 3 kids. My youngest son is Dietrich Jr. My middle daughter is Denver Monroe, and my eldest daughter is Destin Monet Hatton. And it's a beautiful thing. We're in Los Angeles. I pastor church, Hill City Church, here in Los Angeles. Our church is about 4 years old. The church is growing, even in the midst of a quarantine and this pandemic. People have been joined the church and been blessed by the ministry because they've been watching our online messages and Bible studies and different things like that, and they have been compelled to be a part of Hill City Church. So that's me in a nutshell. From Detroit, went into the gospel music industry, 3-time Grammy nominee, multiple Stellar Awards, Dove Awards, all kind of awards as a result of my career in gospel music. I've been able to produce several of my own films, direct and produce it, and we're still in the television field. We actually were one of the executive producers of a TV show that everybody knows called Preachers of L.A., that we did maybe a couple of years back, and also a show called Fix My Choir. And we have a new show that's coming. We'll be announcing soon. I can't announce it today, but we're back on television moving forward. So, okay, that's me in a nutshell.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Wow. Very awesome. And so in saying that, we're going to start a little bit about this when this coronavirus, this pandemic was going around. And everything, Tell us a little bit about how you felt about this that was going on all around the world, people dying and catching it and all of this stuff. I mean, what would you say to the people how this affected you and your family?
Well, Tanya, I won't say that it was going on as if it's in past tense. It's happening now. As a matter of fact, if you look on the news and look around, you will see that the numbers have increased and there's a resurgence of the COVID-19. So this thing is not in our past at all. It is present. It is now. It is real. It has affected us in a very deep way. For anybody to think it's a hoax and think it's okay to walk around without a mask and without being 6 feet and social distancing and listening to the president and watching him just walk around footloose and fancy free, don't pay attention to that. This thing is real, and it's out here, and it's killing people. My family alone, we're grieving even now. We're grieving now. We lost my beautiful aunt, my Aunt Celeste. I was talking to her on the phone maybe 3 days before she passed away, and she had joy, and we were talking, and we were praying, and she was going for COVID-19 testing just to make sure that she didn't have it. And while they were waiting on the results, she passed away. She had a pre-existing illness, which was MS, but she was a powerful woman, strong woman, very active in her church, very important to my family, managed the United Airlines for years, one of the top executives at United Airlines. She retired from it, and she was a blessed woman of God, you know, and this COVID-19 took her out.
Wow.
And then when you see in Detroit, when there were 8 bishops in the Church of God in Christ all at one time, they buried all of them in 1 week.
Yeah.
They're all in the same vicinity and space. When you see things like that, you know this is no joke. This is no game.
That's right.
This is not in past tense. This is now. The other day, D.L. Hughley fell out in one of his shows and didn't realize that he had COVID-19. He didn't know until he went to the hospital to get tested and said, by the way, brother, you got COVID-19. He had no symptoms. And they say he was asymptomatic is what I'm hearing. In other words, he didn't have any symptoms of it. So there are people that are walking around with no symptoms. And now the president is trying to get us to go to church when they know that a public place where most people sit in close proximity of each other, they hug each other, they show love. That's what believers do. That's what Christians do. So they are very aware of all of that.
Yeah.
And so when they open up the churches but will not open up the White House for tourism, something's wrong. So I tell my church, stay home. We're going to continue to have church online. The same God that's in that building there is the same God that's in your house.
That's right.
And so now we're learning that your relationship with God cannot be predicated on a people and a building.
That's
a man and a building. You got to have your own relationship with God, and wherever you lift your hands and give God praise, that place will become your sanctuary.
That's right.
And God will dwell in your house.
That's right.
And so, our church has grown as a result of this pandemic and this quarantine. We have not seen any loss. The church is growing. And this is a time for us to really pay attention to what's going on, stay connected to what's going on in the news, listen to what they are not telling you, because this thing is real. My mother and father even fought through it. By the grace of God, they lived through it. But it hit Detroit hard.
Yeah.
You know, and it's hitting Florida, I believe, at 3,000. Who was this telling me? Bishop George Bloomer said in North Carolina, thousands of cases. This weekend, 454 cases of new cases of COVID-19 there in Dallas, Texas, in Atlanta, Georgia. They're seeing a spike in the cases. This thing realer than real, and all it takes is for you to go out and touch the wrong thing. And you can bring it back to your house and wipe out your whole family if they don't have the immune system to be able to fight against this thing, because they do not have a cure.
Yes, they
don't have it yet. They may be testing people to see if it can cure you, but they do not have a cure. We have a cure as a believer through prayer, and that's the blood of Jesus Christ.
We
cover ourselves, we cover our families, and we believe and we have our faith. So right now, that's the only cure we have. But until that cure becomes tangible, you have to govern yourselves accordingly. Have your faith,
that's
say
right.
prayers, keep the mask on, wear the gloves, but stay home as much as you can.
That's true. That is true. You're right about that. And you know what? There's a lot of people that was trying to come against what's going on here in America. I've heard, seen different ones post up Dietrich saying that, you know, we're not Christians. Why is it we can go to the grocery store and we can do other things, but we can't go to the church? You know, and I'm trying to tell people that, look, this thing is real. It doesn't have anything to do with our faith. We're not afraid of anything. If that same God that's in that building, if you can't touch heaven in your home, then I want to know what's really going on. You know what I'm saying? Because too many people
exactly.
were saying that about a lot of us here in America. I've seen it, a lot of them, different artists.
Let me just say this to those people that have that theory. Let
yeah,
me say this to those people that have that theory. When you go shopping, you pass through, we pass by. You are not hugging people. You are not embracing people. You're not in people's faces. You're not. You're moving. You're passing through. You're 6 feet apart. You're shopping. You have your gloves on. You have your mask on. You get in there, get what you need. You go out. You're not
That's
sitting
right.
right next to somebody. There's nobody shouting and sweating and spitting and all that could possibly be on you and your family. There's nobody
That's right.
right next to you. There's nobody. There's air circulating. You're not in a room for an hour just sitting there for any air to be circulate from the next person on to you. You see
That's
what I'm
right.
saying? That's in a shopping mall. You're just going passing through. In
That's
a church,
right.
you're going to sit there for 2 hours.
That's right.
And you're going to sit right next to somebody that you don't know
That's
what
right.
they have. And you don't know how
That's
they're
true.
Going to react to you. You don't know how they're going to respond to the Holy Spirit. They may shout. They may fall on you, spit on you, whatever. You don't know that. So it's a big difference.
Yes,
don't
it
want
is.
You to just stop, stop it. Stop it.
That's right.
With all
That's
the crazy
right.
stuff. And focus. And here it is.
That's right.
We just want people. And it has nothing to do with your faith. I agree. Nothing at all to do with your faith. Especially
no, it doesn't.
when God allows something to happen in the earth realm.
That's right.
You can when God
right.
allows something to happen, you can't pray it away, you can't shout it away, you can't sing it away, you can't hope it away. You got to let it pass by.
That's right.
He told the children of Israel, he said, "Listen, I want you to go in your homes, put the blood over your doorposts, because he said I'm coming through, and I'm going to allow the death angel to come through in Egypt." Now, if you decide to be a knucklehead and be super deep and say, well, I can't let this happen. I'm going out here. I'm going to press my way in where my faith going to tell me. I can't no deaf angel test. You better get yourself in that house because God
I know
is
that's right.
releasing this. This ain't got to do with no man. This is what God is allowing. So you, the best
right.
thing you can do is go home, cover your family, get the blessed oil, anoint your house, and pay attention to the laws of the land, obey the laws of the land, and you'll be fine.
That's
but
right.
We got a lot of people that don't want to listen. And we
That's
think
true.
Because they're opening up the city that this thing is now gone, some magically have disappeared. It's all a trick of the enemy. It's all they care about is getting your money, getting you the rich getting richer, and getting out there and getting the economy going, and they don't care about how many people they will lose. They said it out of their own mouths, governors.
Yes.
Out of their mouths. What is a couple of hundred thousand people compared to the money that we will make and compared to all the people that will live? Well, as a believer, we don't want nobody to die. Because that
That's
one
right.
person that you think is a child, no big deal, could be my aunt, which did pass away, could be my uncle, could be my brother, could be me.
That's right. That's right.
And that's what happens when you get people in high places in government that don't have a heart for the people but have more of a heart for the business and money flowing.
That's right.
Than concerned about you and your family.
That's right. Amen. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. I had to touch on that, Dietrich, because I was like, shoot, this thing was burning up in me. And I said, all these people going around here saying that we this and we that because we don't have the faith, because we need to be going to church, what the Bible says, this in the Bible. And I'm sitting here like just I had got into it, matter of fact, with someone not too long ago. And they had got so bad, Dietrich, I had ended up blocking that brother because he was getting out of pocket. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
about
don't even argue with people like that. I don't waste my energy and time for people that just want to be blind. They want to walk around with their eyes wide shut. If they want to do that, God said, go ahead. Go ahead. God bless you, you know. But it is what it is. You know, whether they like it or not, this thing is real. It is what it is. It's out here, and it has not left.
That's
not
right.
Left. It is here. The numbers are here to prove it. People are dying even now. This every day, the numbers are climbing. And so,
yes, they are.
And it has nothing to do with your faith. But the brother was really astute in the Word of God. If he really knew the Word of God, he would know that the Bible says that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost or the Holy
That's
Spirit.
That's right. That's right.
Your body is the house that God wants to dwell in. Your body is the temple that God wants to worship with you in. You know what I'm saying? So when you don't have a natural building, you're a walking temple for the presence of God.
That's true.
But you have people that are more caught up in religion than relationship.
That's true.
They don't
amen,
have a relationship
brother.
With God.
That's
they got
right.
a relationship with people and things and places.
That's
they have
right.
a relationship with God. That's why, so this where right here is God is forcing you to now reevaluate your relationship with him. Like, where
That's
do
right.
you stand with God? God has given us the
mm-hmm.
opportunity to prove to him that we mean business to our faith. Because a lot of people,
right.
their faith is limited to a building, a bunch of people, an organ, a padded pews, a sound system, a choir singing, an A and B selection, and that's it. And if you
that's
take
right.
that away from them, they feel like they're not a Christian. They feel like they're not saved. If you take those
that's true.
Natural religious routine things that we do away from them, they don't have a relationship with God. And my brothers and sisters, if your relationship with God is limited to those things, you don't have a relationship with God. I'm sorry to tell you.
Yep, that's
sorry
true.
To break
I agree with that.
To.
I know
I'm
that's
sorry,
right.
The
they just
have
a relationship with the building. I know that's
you
right.
Have a relationship with the building and people or your favorite pastor that I just love it so much. I love the way he talk and he dressed so nice. Come see my pastor. Now God said, I don't want you to see your pastor. Your pastor
that's right.
somewhere tucked away trying to hide and save his own family and his life.
That's
so
right.
So now what do you do when you don't have your pastor, your favorite preacher? We don't have
that's true.
All your friends going to church. What do you do when you don't have an A and B selection? When you don't have the band playing all your songs to get you stirred up? What do you do now?
That's true.
Now you have to get on your knees, cry out to
that's
a
true.
Mighty God, and
I
build
know that's
a
right.
personal relationship with Christ.
That's right. That is right. Amen to that. I'm telling you, amen. All right. Well, y'all heard it about that part. Of the coronavirus. Now
got me stirred up,
Tanya.
You got me stirred.
I'm getting stirred up all over again. Because this is what we've been talking about for the past weeks. I've been doing a meeting on the station about the move of God, what God is saying during this pandemic. And the same thing you were saying is just what I was saying, and many other men and women of God that have called in and was a part of it, they were saying the same thing. We have to have a relationship. If you are all into this building and quick to get to the building, then something is wrong. If I cannot praise God and holler and tune up in my own home, then I ain't got it. If I feel like I got to just be in the building. I told the people, Dietrich, I said, he said he was coming back for a church without a spot or wrinkle. I said, that's us as a church. He did not say he was coming back for that building. That's not what he
right.
said. And
come
so, like
now.
You said, we gotta learn and comprehend what we're reading in the Word and not put it in our own way, you know, of understanding,
right,
but
right.
put it in the way of what he's saying. You know,
right.
and so in saying that, now we're going to talk a little bit about, because I know we don't have long, we want to talk a little bit about what's been going on, the things that happened to George Floyd and then now the other brother. Talk a little bit about that, because we're going to be playing a great song that we're going to premiere on this station today. And so we want to talk a little bit about how you feel, what's been going on with that, and then talk about how you got this great song that everybody is going to hear.
The only way I can explain what's going on to you guys is America, the foundation of America was built, the foundation is laid in evil. was built on the backs of slaves, mishandled slaves. They raped our women. They sodomized our men to break them, break their will, and to make them do things that for their own benefit. And they produced, and the KKK was the first police department. When the Negroes would get away and try to get away from the slavery, they would send them out to go get them, to bring law and order back, get you back to your master. And they would lynch the men to show everybody, if you try to get away again, this is what's going to happen to you. And so that's how they broke the will of families. Strong men that could have broke their family from slavery, they died trying to do it. And they mishandled those men. And this is the history of America. So when we come all the way up to 2020, and we see, so let me go back to what I'm saying. So that evil is in the fabric of our police department. So even though it has evolved, yeah, they're not wearing white hoods and things like that, there are people. It was built and created men under subjection. That's why, yeah, it was created. And so now when we see how a man can just put his knee in a man's neck for 8 minutes and 46 seconds, I believe, while he's crying for his life and begging to live, telling you that I can't breathe over and over again, crying, yeah, for his mother, yet you did not yield, and you, yeah, look the camera right in the eye, you look people in the eye while they're telling you, and you let the man die.
My God.
His spirit left his body while you had your knee in his neck.
Mm.
We've seen the evil that in the fabric or the foundation of America. Now,
yes,
coming to a head where we can see it, and God let it happen so that we can do something about it.
Yes.
See, when there's an infection in your body, your blood cells fight the infection. It draws it to a one place and causes a boil to protrude out of the skin.
Yes.
And it comes to a head, a white head. That's a revelation right there alone.
I know that's right.
And when it comes to a head, you got to go somewhere and get and bust that thing so that infection can be drawn out of your body. Seeing is infection all over the country of racism that's been in the land, in the ground, in houses, that's been tucked away, but it's still there waiting to do major damage. And if we don't get this, if we don't fight against this infection, it will consume us.
That's right.
So we are here to fight against that infection that's in America. And it has come to a head.
Yes.
And now we're doing something about it. So when we
That's
go
right.
and protest, we're saying, hey, we know you're there. We're done with it. It's over. Enough is enough. We've lived, and they say, you know what? We've given you the White House. We let a black man in the White House. What more do you want? I mean, you guys are rich and wealthy. We let athletes become wealthy, and we're letting singers be all great. What more do you want? What we want is everything that we deserve.
That's
and that's
right.
equal partnership to the land, equality. Because
that's
who
right.
built it for free? If you really want to be honest about it, it belongs to us.
Yes, exactly.
The only thing you can lay claim on it is that you were here. Well, you wasn't here first. You really can't even claim that either. You forced us over here, but it belongs to us because I built it. If I walk into a house and I know I built it from the ground up without getting paid, I'm going to tell you this belonged to me and I'm going to sue you. You either going to give me my money or I'm taking this land that belongs to me.
That's right.
It's really that simple. This house belongs to me. Because who built it? My great-grandfather, my great-great-great-grandmother, my great-great-grandfather, they built this house, and you didn't pay them. The wages you paid them was letting them sleep out in the outhouse and giving them some the scraps of the food. That's what you did.
Yeah.
And you
right.
threaten them if they ask for more. And you lift
mm-hmm.
them. And you beat
mm-hmm.
them. And they try to get away from it. So
yeah.
now here you have a hybrid of our generation now in 2020 where we're saying, listen, you can't beat us no more. You can't lynch me no more, even though they're trying to do it. You've seen all these lynchings going on right now.
That's right.
But we're saying you can't lynch us. You can't beat us. You can't. And we want what's ours, reparations. We're not going to tiptoe around you anymore. We're tired of this systemic racism. We're tired of getting the worst education out of everybody. We want to be educated. We want opportunity. We want the jobs. We don't want you looking at our names and turning us down and not giving us the jobs, not giving us the loans. We deserve it. It belongs to us.
That's right.
That's
that is right.
Line.
Wow. Awesome. I'm telling you. Now, this song, and just what you're saying, as you were saying that, it was just like I was going right back into the video. You know what I'm saying? That I was seeing and hearing this great song, I Can't Breathe. Wow. Let me tell you something, Dietrich.
Wow.
When I watched that and I listened to that song, I cried. I'm going to tell you. I cried so till my lashes came off. I'm just going to be real. Thank God for another pair. Thank God for some more pairs of lashes. But the song was so awesome. And, I mean, it left me speechless. And even towards the end part, and I was seeing how the people were holding up signs, I said, wow, this is like the right now song that is like it deserves every award there is out here. You know what I'm saying? A standing ovation. How did you
wow.
go about even writing that song?
Well, I've always said I want to make music that matters, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I really feel like I'm here for a purpose and not just
yes.
to sing just gospel music, but to sing about my experiences in the earth and while I'm here on the earth, pain, betrayal, hurt, love, all those things. And so a lot of people like to limit gospel singers to just singing songs for the four walls of the church. When gospel singers have the same experiences that you have, whether it be hurt, betrayal, pain, love, whatever it is. And they've told us we can't sing about those things, but I refuse to fall in sync with that system that they try to put me in. When I look at all the great songwriters like Sam Cooke, the Al Greens, the Donny Hathaways, the Stevie Wonders, they all sang songs that spoke to the times that they were living in. They spoke to the generation. A generation is a group of people that experience the same thing at the same time. The time span of a generation is about 30 years. So within that time, the civil rights movement, Sam Cooke was looking at it. He was in it. He was marching. He was right there. Muhammad Ali, they were right there. They were in it. They were right there with Dr. Martin Luther King. They felt it. They seen the water hose getting poured on people. They've seen the dogs being released on the people. They've seen people getting beat. They've seen the marches. They've seen the bloody marches. Over the bridge. What's the bridge over there in Alabama? It come to my mind. It slipped my mind.
Yeah,
but,
I'm thinking myself.
They seen that. They were in.
Yes.
They were alive. They were in their prime. During that time, and they used their gift to produce melodies and songs that became the soundtrack of the time and era that represented the feeling, the emotion, the pain, the betrayal, the hurt, the fight, the struggle. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's how you got Sam Cooke saying, "I was born by the river in
mm-hmm.
a little tent, just like the river I've been running." Ever since, it's been a long time coming, but I know a change don't come. That was speaking
yes.
to where he was. And
yes.
that melody and those lyrics came from heaven to soothe the soul. And
mm-hmm.
when people heard it, they say, my God, he's singing what I'm feeling. You see what I'm saying?
That's right. Yeah.
There's another song, Stevie Wonder. I mean, he had a ton of songs. People keep on preaching, mother, whoa, till I reach a higher ground. I mean, he was speaking the struggle. He said, preachers keep on preaching, teachers keep on teaching, mothers, whoa. I mean, they were just singing the songs of the time.
Mm-hmm.
And so I believe the song I Can't Breathe was birthed through what I was seeing and feeling, what we're all seeing and feeling, what we're all what this generation is overwhelmed with every day. We can't turn on the TV without seeing what's going on, injustice.
That's true.
You can't turn on social media without seeing something new every day of how our black men are being targeted and dishonored and disrespected. Our black women are being shot like Breonna Taylor in the comfort of her own bed, you know, or George Floyd being kneed in the middle of the street, or Ahmaud Arbery, who's getting jogging and just, you know, get staying healthy and get hunted down like a dog by white men, killed him in cold blood.
That's
we can't get away from all these things. Eric Gardner, he's the first one who said, I can't breathe there in New York City. I mean, you, Mike Brown, you name it. Tamir Rice, you name it.
Yeah.
Sandra Bland, you name them. A beautiful black woman who was trying to get make some sense of why is this man pulling me out of the car for nothing. And then when they got her to the police department, that the evil struck because nobody was around.
Yeah.
She's a black woman by herself. And they got her.
Yeah,
but let me tell you something. The blood of the innocent is crying from the ground.
Yes.
And justice will be served. Mark my words.
That's right.
Justice will be served. Because God ain't
no joke.
God ain't, he don't play no games.
No, he don't.
When God is tired of slavery and people being mishandled, he comes through and he sees about his people.
Yes,
I heard
he do.
The cries of my people. Pharaoh, let the people go now. Well, it's been a 400 years of this. Why would you change it? I'm done with it. Those are my people.
Mm-hmm.
I only allow them to go through this so that they can be in alignment with my will and appreciate their freedoms. But now, now they've learned their lesson. You got to let them go. I'm taking them to a land flowing with milk and honey.
Mm.
Well, I don't want to let them go. Okay, well, if you don't want to let them go, you're going to get a pandemic. You're going to get the locusts. You're going to get the water turning to blood. You're going to get all this stuff until you let my people go.
That's right.
And that's
that's
what God is saying to America.
Yes.
Let my people go. Stop mishandling my people, Trump. Stop. Give the people the respect they deserve. Equality. Racism. Let my people go. Police brutality.
That's right.
Let my people go. And until they let them go, let us go. Minorities, not just black people, but minorities. We're going to see the hand of God moving on this country.
I know that's right.
And so that's why I wrote the song, I Can't Breathe.
My God. Dietrich, I thought about that bridge. I had to look it up. The Edmund Pettus.
Edmund
Pettus
Bridge.
I had to look it up while you were talking. I said, let's look up and find out what the name is, bridge, because I knew it started with an E, but I couldn't remember.
The Edmund Pettus Bridge. I led a prayer walk, prayer march over that bridge maybe a year or so ago.
Mm-hmm.
We marched over that bridge, and we about 1,000 or so young people praying on that bridge.
Mm.
Yep.
My Lord. That's awesome. I think I've seen the video of that.
Mm-hmm.
I think I did.
We marched on. So we were already ahead of it now that everybody's marching and everything. But I'm telling you, it works. Not only marching and protesting, but prayer works. I want to tell everybody, march. Pray while you're marching.
That's
the spirit
right.
move.
I know that's
break some
right.
of police officers down. You know, it's to those that you're dealing with people that have hardened hearts. They have foundational racism and evil that's in their hearts. Their great grandfather talked about Negroes at the table, called us niggers at the table, dinner table.
Yeah.
Them niggers down the street. Them niggers. That's been in there. That's their great grandfather, great grandmother, great. They all talked about it. It's in the fabric of their family lineage. So even though they're trying to do better, at the back of their mind is the niggers always stirring stuff up. Well, God's saying we going to, that spirit of calling people niggers in the back rooms in the house at the dinner table. He said, I'm calling that up and getting that out of your house.
My Lord. Yes.
Because I ain't nobody's nigger.
I know that's right. I know
that's
right.
Come on now. Now, when I talk to my brother, I say, my nigger. It's the difference between my nigger and nigger.
I know that's right. I know that's right. I know that's right. I know that's right, Dietrich. Well, what we going to do now, we going to put you on hold. We're going to let the world hear this, I can't breathe. And then we're going to come back and let you have the closing remarks. Is that all right?
All right. You going to play the song, I Can't Breathe?
Yep, I'm going to play it right now.
All right.
All right. All right, y'all, you heard it. Our very own bro, Dietrich Hatton, and I Can't Breathe, and we'll be right back.
Brother's name was George, and he walked into the store because his money was low. They called him a criminal, and they called authorities. They put handcuffs on me, and when I tried to explain, they responded with the knee. I can't breathe. Your hate is choking the life out of me. They're supposed to be the land of the free. Look at me. Just like you, I'm trying to raise my family. Remove your knee, as I can't breathe. And we demand a change. We demand it right now. And the blood of the innocent is crying from the ground. 400 years of slavery. Come, when we're free, I ring. I can't breathe. Oh, your hatred is choking the life out of me. This is supposed to be the land of the free, but look at me.
You gotta breathe, you gotta breathe, you gotta breathe, you gotta breathe.
Wow. Awesome song, y'all. Did y'all hear that? He even said Africa to the UK. Breathe. Africa, did you hear it? UK, y'all on. Did y'all hear that awesome song? Wow, my God. We're bringing them back on right now. Dietrich?
Tanya?
My God, that's awesome. Wow.
That song is a gift from God. I don't believe I wrote it. I believe heaven wrote it and gave it to me.
Yes.
And because
wow.
Everybody that hears it have the same effect. It brings them to tears.
Yes, it does.
It brings me to tears when I hear it, what God gave me. And I know it's going to bless generations and generations to come. People will, yeah.
Wow. Mm-hmm. We got Africa listening in live in the UK. That's why I said what I said. I said, Africa, did you hear it? UK, did you hear it? Yes, I thank God.
Shout out
what
to all
you...
my people there in Africa. I was just there in Cameroon. Did a concert there in front of thousands of people in Cameroon. Been able to be blessed to go to Ghana, Zimbabwe, Kenya, many areas of South Africa. And a lot of my supporters are there in Africa, so I want to give a shout out and love and blessings. I even give Africa a shout out on the song I Can't Breathe, and I give the UK a shout out. Shout out to all my people in the UK. God bless you, love you in Jesus' name. All my friends there in London and Birmingham and the entire area, the UK area, love you guys. Thank you for your support. Thank you for your love and support. And it's just not an American thing. We're dealing with racism across the board all over the world.
That's right.
Not only has this pandemic and coronavirus, it's not just an American attack. It's an attack on all of us.
Yeah,
we've been praying nightly for all of our brothers and sisters all over the world, and we'll come out of this in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen. Well, before we let you go, Dietrich, you know we got to have you say a prayer for all those that are listening in, Pastor.
All right.
Okay.
Bow your head. Father, what an amazing time you're allowing us to live in. We thank you, Lord God. This is the day that you have made, and we will rejoice and be glad. This is the hour that you've made. This is the season that you've made, and we'll rejoice and be glad. And if you have created this season, God, you knew exactly what we would go through. There was nothing that has caught you by surprise. And if you allowed us to go through this, you already know the way we're coming out of it. Mm. I declare and decree that we're going to come out of this alive all over the world, that people, millions and millions of people are going to overcome this COVID-19 and come out of this alive. I thank you, Lord God, for now that the tentacles of racism are now being cut asunder in the name of Jesus, where it can no longer have legs to reach in the community, in the land, in the government, in the culture. It will not live any longer through the blood of Jesus. We declare and decree the blood of Jesus over the land. Lord God, we thank you for unification among all races, because we realize and we understand that we are all your children. Your word declares in John 3:16, for you so loved the world and you gave your only begotten son that whosoever believeth on him should not perish but have everlasting life. You have created all people, and you came and sent your only son for all people. Hallelujah. Black, white, all Hispanic, Latinos, everybody. Created all of us, Japanese, Korean, everybody. We're all your people, all your children, the human race. And Father, I pray that there will be a great coming together and unification where the enemy has been trying to divide us. We bind the spirit of division. We bind the spirit of war against nations. We bind it in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, and we loose unity. Unification among all nations in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth.
Yes, God.
I declare it by faith. Amen and amen. In my
closing, amen.
Tanya, in my closing, I would like to say I met a beautiful lady. She's Hindu.
Mm-hmm.
I met her in the airport there in Dallas, Texas. And I had a layover. I was waiting for my next flight. Mm-hmm. She came running up to me and said, "Oh, you a Dietrich Haddon? I have all of your music." And she looked, showed me her phone. She had all of my CDs, all my music in her phone. And she's somebody you wouldn't think that she listened to gospel music. She's Hindu. And I said, "My goodness." She said, "Can you imagine?" She said, "My husband is Catholic." He's a Catholic white man. And when she told me that, I said, "My goodness." I asked her, I said, "How does that work in your house? When you being Hindu, where you pray to 100 different gods, me being Catholic, Caucasian guy who prays to Mary, I said, how does that work in your house? Is that any confusion?" She said, "No way in the world."
Wow.
She said, "You know what?" She said, "The thing that keeps us together is love." She said, "Love keeps us together. We don't let our religion,
that's
all
awesome.
Those things that I believe or what he believes get in the way of our love. Nothing can supersede love."
Wow, that's wonderful.
And when she said that, I said, it's like a light bulb just popped in my head. Like, that's the key to it all. That's the key to all of us working together.
That's
is love.
That's right. Yep, love.
Love
that's
is
right.
the glue that will bind us all together. And if we lean on
that's
love
right.
and not religion, and not allow all of our different faiths and all this stuff and all these systems to collide and cause us to bring this division and cause us to be at odds with each other. No. Let love rule, reign supreme in our lives and watch the world
that's
become
right.
a better place. If
that
we let
is
love
right.
reign supreme.
Amen
you got
man to that. Wow. Well, Dietrich, I'm telling you, this is an honor on today because it's been a long time since you've been on the radio with me. You was on the air with some years back. I think we were down at 1440. Yes. And so we just thank the Lord that you were able to be on with us on today. And I'm just excited about it. And I know Africa and the UK and all over the world is excited as well. Of you being on today. It was a great, great show. Great to hear from you and powerful word and word of encouragement as well. And just want you to know we love you and your music is always spinning on the station here.
Anytime you call, Tanya, I'm there. God bless you all. Make sure you go download the song I Can Breathe this weekend. It's available this Friday. Or you can pre-order it now just to make sure you get it on Friday. And go check it out on YouTube, Dietrich Haddon, I Can't Breathe. Share it on your page. Post it. Talk about it. Let it go viral. Don't let it die because it's a powerful song that's going to bless generations to come. Thank you so much for your support. Remember, it's open door season. You can also download my latest CD called Time, Truth is My Energy, with the hit song, number one song in America. It's called Open Door Season. It's number one consecutively for the last 3 weeks.
All right.
God bless y'all. Thank you. When you think about Dietrich Haddon, keep me in your prayers, me and my family. Love you, Tanya. Y'all be blessed. Bye-bye.
Love you all too, Dietrich. All right. God bless you.